Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Ryan joining us. Wasn't a debate, but two dueling rallies. Jim, I feel like we've been here before. The president's in one spot, Beto O'Rourke just a few steps down the road.
Yeah, it was the same scene that played out in February when the two of them held joint rallies or competing rallies, not joint rallies, but competing rallies in El Paso. This time it happened here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Brian. The president held a massive rally, thousands of people inside the American Airlines Center. Beto O'Rourke held a rally of his own at a theater in suburban Grand Prairie. Thousands of people showed up for that one as well. They did take a couple of shots across the bow of the other one. Each one talking, if not at the other, then at least past the other one. President Trump saying that he fully intends to take Texas again in 2020. Beto O'Rourke says that if he isn't the Democrat on the ticket, he expects the Democrats to turn this state blue for the first time in about 40 years in next year's presidential election, Brian.
So, Jim, is Texas very much in play here for the Democrats?
That's a point of debate. It's just hard to say. The state is so large, 27 million people or so. And, the cities are generally fairly blue. They're Democratic, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, notably. But out in the country, you run into a deep red hue. Those people are diehard Republicans and have been for years. So, the state may be up for grabs. And one indicator of that, potentially, at least says Beto O'Rourke, is that President Trump came here, Susan. If he felt confident in winning Texas easily, why would he come to Texas and campaign, spending thousands of dollars to have a rally here in Dallas?
What is the momentum around Beto O'Rourke back in his home state? Because it seems like after a really big kickoff to his campaign, he's never mentioned amongst the front runners.
No, you're right, and I think he's not getting 1 or 2% of the of polling among the Democratic candidates out there. He is still very popular out in West Texas, the El Paso area, where he served in Congress and where he tried to run against Ted Cruz for the Senate. But so he has the name recognition, but I'm not sure that he's going to be the person, at least among fairly conservative Texans and even Democrats here are fairly conservative. He may be a little too left for them.
Jim, we appreciate the update. Thanks, Jim Ryan, joining us this morning from Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.